April 9th, 2006, Germany.
Yesterday, we were discussing about Buddha, who is the most prominent in Jadu family, Jadu. So he went to Nandavan, Vrindavan. He was thinking that Krishna is here in Mathura. He has come from Mathura, from Vrindavan. But when he reached there and saw first glance of Braja, oh, Krishna is fully here, totally here. Partly in Mathura. And then he told Nanda Baba that you are very fortunate. Because there were no words to tell. Really, if anyone weeps for their parents, they weep. But if anyone weeps for Krishna, Supreme Lord, really he is fortunate. So he told Nanda Baba, really you are fortunate. That Krishna is not only your son, but he is the Supreme Lord of Lords. Kindly has come in your house. Then Nanda Baba became very emotional. Oh, I knew that with the association of Krishna you have now become you are so much knowledgeable. But I see, really, your teeth are still not done. You are totally, you don't know nothing. Buddha began to think, what mistake I have done? Oh, in this world, I am most sufferer. And to whom you are telling? Very fortunate. Why you told me fortunate? I am most unfortunate. Up till now I used to know that Krishna is Vaishya. But now I have that Krishna is Supreme Lord. I have lost. I could not maintain him. I could not give love and affection to him. How wretched myself. Only one that was father, and that was Dasarath. Ram went to forest and he told Ram, Ram, and left his body. Why am I not giving up my body? My body is made of thunderbolt. How? What should I do? And thus, whole life was waiting and waiting. Then Uddhav realized, I cannot specify. What to tell Mother Yashoda? Even Nanda Baba I can. And the Sudama, love and affection for Krishna was more. Thus whole night it went waiting and here. In the morning, Uddhav went to a kund, that is now kund, Krishna kund, to bath, did on him. And at once he saw a thick so caring for the forest of Kadamba trees. And in which he saw some gopis. And they were talking. Oh, why a chariot has come? Same chariot that accrued, not accrued, but crude. Hitivkala, most beloved Krishna. And Krishna is now so far away. Why again came that chariot? Another gopi told, because in Indian system, Vedic system, after 13 days, some special thing is given to the dead person. So, it has been sent from Mathura, Krishna, that they should go and bring thing, what thing? Hritpind. Hritpind means heart. Because all are dead there. So easily, so many hearts will be achieved and it will give him to. Oh, but why the golden chariot? Golden chariot how? Another thought. Do you know that now Krishna is king of Madhupuri? And he has sent to pacify his father and mother and Brajavasi to show that I am sending servant, himself not coming to pacify. He has sent servant, now he is king. And his servant has come by golden chariot. Uddhav saw that I have done mistake. Why I can go to the chariot? Then any gopi told, why this Shyam is coming towards us? We have no relation. He thinks Krishna thinks relation, but not prominent. Blood relation cannot be given up. Krishna cannot forget his father mother because he came from father mother. So why he is coming? Perhaps he has forgotten the way. He should go to Nanda Baba house, not here. There was a relation and independent. That we were thinking that Krishna is my most beloved. And gopis were also thinking Krishna is my most. But now it has gone. But he cannot deny his father-mother relation. But why he is not going there, he is coming here. Then another gopi told, oh, he is Shyam, but not Shyam. Like Krishna, Shyam, and Krishna was some black scholar, he was like that. And Krishna has given his garland, vanmala and shield, vastra, and everything to him. So he was like Krishna. Gopi used to embrace tamal tree, also darkness and other things. But seeing Uddhav, they did not embrace. Why? Because he has some marchada. They cannot do like this. Then one told, oh, he is messenger of perhaps Shyam. He likes Shyam but not Shyam. And then, can you tell? Rup, Van Maharaj. Bol. Bol is for it. He is aware for it. Bol them. Say both or try for it. What they came after? Then you should go. You.
In any way. And Krishna's love towards us was also niswa, nirma, pure. His only desire was to please us, and our only desire was to please him. O Uddhava, in his world, most of the prem that we see is selfish or swat. It is full of self-desire. Like a bird that stays in a tree. For how long? When he finishes the fruits, he never returns to the tree. The student, after taking lessons from the teacher, he never returns. A deer stays in the forest until the grass is still present. But when the grass is finished, the deer never returns. In the same way that a man enjoys a lady, then leaves her, or a bee enjoys a flower and never returns, or the subjects, the praja, leave a useless king. In the same way, most relations in this world are full of selfishness. But Uddhava, our prem towards Krishna was not like this, and Krishna's prem towards us was also not like that. Therefore, Uddhava, can you say, how did it break? How was this pure prem destroyed? Uddhava could not answer the question of the gopis. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said yesterday, Uddhava saw the University of Braj. He met with the principal, Srimati Radhika, and the heads of department, Lalita and Vishakha. The Guru Maharaj said he could not even answer the first question. Just like when someone goes to enter an exam, the chowkidar or the doorkeeper asks some identification. Uddhava could not even pass that examination. What to speak of the high teachings of the gopis. So at Uddhava Keri, of course, Guru Maharaj says when he used to go, that place was full of kadamba trees. Guru Maharaj says, this place is not made of blades of grass or dust or trees. This place is made of the tears of the gopis. So there at Uddhava Keri, Uddhava revealed to the world the glories of Radhika's prema. If you look in the Bhagavatam, there are many different chapters which describe the glories of the gopis. For example, someone may say, the gopi Gita is very high. There is the separation mood of the gopis. But if we look in a neutral way, all different types of gopis spoke different verses of the Gopi Gita. But the Brahma Gita comes only directly from the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, it's the topmost section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Some people think, oh, I will learn Sanskrit, then I can understand the Bhagavatam. But Uddhava, when he heard the words of the gopis, he couldn't understand anything that they were saying. Because the gopis are not speaking Sanskrit. The gopis speak Priti Bhasa, Samadhi Bhasa. Their language is full of prem of Krishna. They have even heard of such a direct disciple of Brihaspati. He could not understand the words of the gopis despite having such a vast knowledge, because Uddhava did not have the prem of the gopis. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Dhammada said, Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavada Stani, Akante Asraya Kore Chaitanya Charani. If you want to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, you cannot understand by mundane knowledge of Sanskrit or mundane intelligence. You can only understand by hearing from the mouth of a Vaishnava. Therefore, Uddhava saw Kwachit Gopi, one gopi. Sri Sumita Goswami, not directly giving the name of Srimati Radhika, but our acharyas have said that gopi is none else but Vrishabhanu Nandini Sri Radha. Because Radharani's glories are given in a covered way. Guru Mahārāj said, like a naked lady in the street, she is very ugly and disgusting. But when she covers herself with a very fine cloth, then she appears very attractive. In the same way, the topmost of Rasik Jans, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, has given the glories of Radhika in a covered way so that she appears even more attractive. One bumblebee, mistaking the lotus feet of Radhika for a fragrant flower,
Madhukaram Drishtva Dhyayanti Krishna Sangama. What means Krishna Sangama?
She saw one gopi, Dhyayanti Krishna Sangamam, who was remembering her previous association with Krishna.
She was thinking, now Krishna has gone to Madhukuri Mathura. Or there are so many Rajkumari, very beautiful. Without Lady Krishna cannot be alone. He must be some connection with them, and then he becomes so serious.
So in meditation, she was remembering all these things. Krishna is the topmost of debauchees. 1 minute he cannot stay without a lady. Remembering this mood, she remembered, he is Madhupatitava Bandhu, Maasri Sangam Sapatyam.
At the same time, Uddhava
approached
there. Very far difference.
And one Brahma, one bumblebee, opposed the feet of Radhika.
She was in what condition? Lying down on the lotus petal. And from separation mode, so much heat coming that all dried up. And they have given him so much chandan, and also that cross. Otherwise, thinking whether she is dead or alive. To know this, they took some cotton and kept here and saw that some hot coming. All the life. But at the same time, he saw that bamboo coming and she became very angry that, still Krishna is with Lady of Mathura, and then she began to Madhupakitava Bandhu.
Srimati Radhika began to abuse that bumblebee, thinking this bumblebee is a messenger of Krishna. But if you think in another way, Radharani was also giving some words of advice to Uddhava. Radharani began to abuse, oh Madhupakitava Bandhu, Maasri Sangha Sapatyam, oh crooked messenger of a crooked master. And Uddhava began, oh my God, is that me? She began to abuse that bumblebee, but really in an indirect way. Srimati Radhika was also giving a few words to Uddhavji. Madhupakitava Bandhu, you are just, crooked messenger of a crooked master, you are just like your master. Because a bumblebee is black and he makes a very nice sound, but when you try and make friendship with him, he stings you and causes pain. In the same way, we try to make friendship with Krishna. We gave up everything for him, but he also did nothing but cause us suffering. Therefore, this bumblebee and Krishna have a relationship. They are of the same nature. Also, Madhupa. Krishna now has left Vrindavan. Therefore, he's become Lord of Madhupuri. Therefore, Madhupa, Kitava Bandhu. Also, the Madhu, the bumblebee, his nature is to go from one flower to another flower to another flower. Taking the essence of each flower, he becomes intoxicated. then out of madness that bumblebee goes to a flower which has no taste. Deva Srimati Radhika said, we have heard that Krishna had become so much intoxicated drinking the prem from the gopis. He went to Vrindavan, I went to Mathura in a complete stock state of intoxication. He went to a deformed hunchback of Kubja and made a relationship with her. Therefore, like a person who drinks too much madhu, becomes intoxicated and impure. In the same way, Srimati Radhika said, oh, crooked bumblebee, you have also become like your friend Krishna. Because you have a relationship with him, therefore you are also impure. Maasri Sangam Sapatnya. Don't touch my feet. How dare you come to me in such a condition? And the bumblebee is, oh, what are you saying, Radhika? Yes, on your mustache, you have some yellow, like kumkum. I know where that came from. Krishna there from Vrindavan. Krishna there in Mathura. He has become, he's forgotten his relationship with Vrindavan.
Forget Mathura and Vrindavan.
And he has now become thinking himself to be a Kshatriya. Therefore, he is mixing with all the wives of the Vrishnis. Therefore, as Krishna embraces those ladies one after another, the kumkum, the makeup upon their bodies, goes on Krishna's garland. And rascal bumblebee, you have come from Krishna's flower garland, therefore that yellow color is the kumkum from the breasts of the ladies of Mathura. And that bumblebee is ready to zzz. Oh Swamini, this is my natural color. But Radharani did not want to hear. How dare you come to me in such a contaminated state? Only a madman would send a mad messenger like you with six legs. Guru Maharaj says, a human is most intelligent because they have two legs. But a donkey, he is foolish because he has four legs. And you can imagine how foolish is an animal like a bumblebee that has six legs. You are the topmost of fools, and the person who sent you is also a fool. Therefore, don't touch me. I'm not interested in hearing your pleasing words. Oh, maybe we are not so fools like Lakshmi. Lakshmi somehow has become cheated by the sweet words of Krishna. But bumblebee, we are not fools like Padma, like Lakshmi. Therefore, let Krishna go and let Lakshmi stay there with her, but we are not to be cheated by Krishna's words again. Therefore, Obi Iti Katha Puranam. You're telling us so much Krishna Katha, but this is Puranam. Puranam means Krishna's glories are given the Puranas. But Radhika says in this way, Obi, you only know him for 3 or 4 days. But we don't only know that black. Actually, Radhika not saying black. Srimati Radhika saying Asir. That person who is not white. Therefore, be no need to give Krishna Katha here. You only know him for 2 or 3 days, but we know that cheetah birth after birth. We heard from Purnamasi, not only is this black a cheetah, but actually all blacks are cheetahs. We heard in Treta Yuga there was one other black. His name was Ramachandra. He had the same characteristics of Krishna, being a debauchee. Ram was sent to the forest like sannyas. What type of sannyas was Ramachandra? He went with his wife. There you could imagine how much he was controlled by women. In the same way, Bali. Oh, and Ramachandra, he's so duplicitous. What did he do? He killed Bali, the monkey. That monkey had no fault. But Bali, like a coward, speared him from behind a tree. Ram, like a coward, speared Bali from behind a tree. Therefore, what to speak of that black doing that to his own devotees? What to speak of us? Also, there was another black. His name was Bhaman. He cheated his own devotee. Bali Maharaj. He came in a small, sweet form, like Krishna. Krishna appears very sweet, but you make friendships with him, you make any business dealings, he'll cheat you, just like he cheated his own devotee, Bali. Bhaman then came in a small form and said, O king, give me a donation of only 3 steps of land. I'm a brahmachari, I only need a little bit of land to do my bhajan. And Bali is so much simple. Bali Maharaj was so much simple, he agreed. But what did that black do, that non-white duplicitous person? He took, with 3 steps, he took the whole universe and bound his own devotee and pushed him into the hellish planets. Therefore Radhika says, O B, no need to speak the glories of Krishna here, we know him more than you. And the B is saying, Krishna is so bad, then why do you keep speaking about him? And Radhika says, what can we do? We can give up Krishna, but we cannot give up Krishna Katha.
Therefore, we can give up Krishna, even, but not Krishna Katha.
Then Radhika said, how much we are fools, we are just like a deer. The deer is enchanted by the sweet flute sounding of the hunter. But when he comes near, that hunter kills him, kills the deer mercilessly. Radhika said, we are also like the foolish deer. Hearing the sweet sound of Krishna's flute and seeing his enchanting, smiling face, we came to make friendship, but instead he pierced us with his nails and caused us suffering. We gave up everything for him, and he gave up us. Therefore, be no need to come and speak Krishna Katha to him. We have lost everything. Just like Guru Maharaj says in India, when a musician plays an instrument, that person is so much happy they take out 100 rupees or 500 rupees and give a donation. Therefore, Srimati Radhika said, foolish being, we lost everything. We gave up everything for Krishna. Therefore, we have no donation to give you here in Vrindavan. Then you go back to Mathura. And there the ladies who are very eager to hear Krishna Katha. Then they give you so much donation that we cannot give you anything. And they said, Radhika, out of her man, was saying many, many strong words to Krishna. What is man? Someone may become astonished. What type of poem is this? Srila Chupa Gopas used to say, we always hear the gopis abusing Krishna, but we never hear Krishna abusing the gopis. Therefore, someone may say, what type of poem is this? Very bad language they're using for Krishna. But Krishna says in Chaitanya Charamrita, when my beloved abuses me in a strong language, Krishna says, that steals my heart. So Radhika, she is abusing Krishna, but how much she is attached to him. Therefore, that abusive Radhika is not abuse. It's the topmost section of the Vedas. Therefore, Uddhava, at the end of hearing all these prayers of Radhika, he became completely astonished, and he prayed 6 verses to the feet of the gopis. Ita param tanubhitam gopi guda vadashu govinda eva nikalapri guda bhava banchati yad bhava bhayo muniyam vajamscha kim brahma kim brahma janma sukha kim anyway, the last one. But Brahmaji, Uddhav prayed, how fortunate the gopis. Out of all those who have taken birth, only the gopis' life are completely fortunate. Why? Govinda eva nikalapni the Rudabhava. Because they have developed Rudabhava, complete attraction to who? Govinda, the Supreme Person. To Govinda, the Supreme Person. That Banchati Bhavabhaya. Therefore, Uddhava, he is the topmost class of Paratur Bhakta, but he is saying the prayer of the gopis is desired by monies like me and others like Brahma and Shiva, but we are most unfortunate because we cannot achieve it. Therefore, what is the use of even taking birth, Brahma Janma, even as a Brahmana? Or what's the use of even taking birth as Jagadguru Brahma if one is cheated of hearing the glories of the gopis? Would have continued to pray.
Thank you. I told in brief videos so much. When Radhika was relating that Bambali, that is good thought, then for a moment he went here and there. Then Radhika, he was Krishna messenger. I never gave any affection to him. Only very rough words I used. I did wrong. And then time again he came. Priyasak Punarada. Oh, very good, you have returned. Krishna has sent you. Krishna is some affection to us. Oh, what do you want, really? What your master wants? Then he began to do, sing something. And then, oh, you want that we should go to Vrindavan and Mathura? There are 4 kings and we will be there, or it is quite impossible. Dushtar Dandapasa. He cannot give up Mathura Rajkumari or even that Lakshmi in the form of golden line. So we cannot. We cannot adjust that any other ladies will be there and we will be also there. Oh, Madhukar, Krishna has returned from his Gurukul to Mathura. Thank you, Madhukar. Whether he remembers his father, mother, his friends, Shubha, Siddham, Madhumangala and all others, even other Vrajavasis. He remembers Govardhan, Giriraj, Jamuna, Pulin and other things. Anyhow, whether he remembers us, that Gopi cannot make a good garland like you, our Gopis very much qualified. They used to give me also beautiful garlands and so on. Anyway, Pratipatisavata, na kinkari nam griniti, bhujapar kursugandham, buddhasya, adhasya, kamam. Oh Krishna, when we will come? And we will give you this abhay, hands on our head, that never be separation again, and telling this, Srimati Radhika, again, and then Uddhava goes, Oho, Yuna, Yuyam, Shuma Puranatha, Bhakto Loh Pudita. You are worshipped by all whole world, universe. You have such wonderful love and affection in Vasudeva Krishna. Sadatma bhava adhikrito bhauti nam adhokkam. You have attracted Krishna in all respects. He cannot go for a second from you here and there. Always with you, whether you know or not, but he is always with you. Devahena Mahabhaga Mahanamiyam Ashur Saul Gutsaparishan. There is no comparison in whole world, in any epics or history or anywhere, as you have not for Krishna. Oh, I have brought some prayers on base, some and he began to tell all these things. Hearing this, their road was so high, separation, and they began to tell, Hey Nath, Hey Ramanath, Deja Natha Kinasana. Madhyam Buddhara Devanita, Gokulam Vajinda. Whole brother is burning in the separation home of Krishna. Please come, Hey Nath, Hey Ramanath, Hey brother Nath to Nathana. Only you can specify, otherwise not. And then sing this love and affection. Srimati Radhika became friend, and then Uddhava began to pray all the gopis with Radhika. Eta param tanuto guru gopabaddho govinda eva vithilatmani ruda bhava vanchanti jadbhava dhiyo munayo bhayancha in brahma janmani Ananta Katha Rasus. Oh, in this world, the birth of gopis is successful. Where are you going? And that is why Gopi are there, Vrindavan is also very glorious. Govinda Nikhilatmani, he is the soul of whole universe, whole living entity in all Brahmanda here and there. But Gopi says, Rubha, Sneha Man Pranay, then Rag Anurag Bhav, Mahabhav, then the Rubha, Ati Rubha Bhav. That is Madanatta Bhav, Digyo Nvav. Vatshanti. So, oh, all wants is desire things. We, all the munis, what is the use of Brahma being Brahma, Brahma Jaina? Well, no Ananta Rasa Katha, nice gopis. Where Gopin will say together, they will glorify Krishna in love and affection, in separation mood of the mood. Kuma is Priyo, Anachari, Yavichara, Dushta. This nature, why is Paramatma ni Rudha Bhava? Nanastarol bhajato vidisopi sakshat shreyas tamoti avataraji vachanita. Oh, where these worldly ladies, they are not chaste. Only gopis are chaste. Only one love for Krishna, beloved, most beloved Krishna. They don't know others. Nayam siyo aungo guntan karate prasad sab josita narin gandha kutuvan arato sabe rast bhujgand gri takantha labdasi sam jo dugat brja ballabhinya o nayam siyo u mitan karate prasad sab josita narin gandha kutuvan. Even Sri Lakshmi, more than that, Satyabhama, Rukmini and others, they are also. They did not receive Mahaprasad from Krishna as gopis. What to tell Namil Ganga Bhushan, that is, those who are the wives of Bhanu Deva and others, are also away. In the last Uttav, Krishna gave his hand in the neck of Gopi. Don't give up me, otherwise I cannot survive myself. So gave his hand. And then, Asamaho Sarnare Isamaham Shyam, Vrindavane kimat gulmalatau sadhinam jyadustajan svajan adhipatan chahitva bheje mukanda padvim suti bhemri vekja akamaho charana veru vishanam. Oh, I will be so fortunate if I will be a blade of cloth that how can I will have the blade the feet dust of gopis, if they will go to Avishar and at that time they will keep their feet on that rock and then I will be so fortunate. That is why in Vrindavan, Uddhava Kunda, you used to bear there and the grass, so many lights and life. So many grasses are there, they are all now dying. He is still praying the love and affection of the gopis. Jyadhustadam sajan aptipatam jahitvatana Jyabai siyakit ajadivi aptakamai Yogaisare yati yadatmani rasa bhushtam
Oh, how fortunate Gopi. Sri Arkita, father, Brahma another, Devasit Sri. Father Gopamba, Lakshmi Kumna. But Gopi, in Raj, they took the lotus feet of Krishna on their breast. And they pacified Krishna. Thus. And then he began to tell Namparayam Nirvadisham. I cannot repay you for life and life. Thus, Bande Nanda Praja Iskrinam Pad Renu Mafitna Sajatam Hari Kutosita Punat Bola. Then he began to pray in the last Bande Nanda Praja Iskrinam. And praying the lotus feet of dust of the Nanda Braja. Only one dust. You can think that what will be the, which will be the, only one dust, lotus feet of Radhika. Jatam Hari Kato Udvit Punat Bhunas. What Hari Kadha came? Sweet pastimes of Krishna. And their separation, no. That those who are here, whole world will be purified by that. In brief, we glorify Gopi's prayer. Radhika is Antaranga, Swarup Shakti. And her manifestations are all Gopi. Not worldly. Their love and affection is transcendental. If you will hear, anyone will hear with great faith, strong faith, this Harikatha will come and they will bring Radha and Krishna in our heart. That is why, for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gambhira with Raya Ramananda and Swarup Damodara. You too hear all these sweet pastimes of Krishna and what symptoms used to come in his body. You know, sometimes like kurma, tortoise, sometimes like this, this, that. So now, in brief, we have finished our class. Glorifying Gopi's prayer. I think that if you will remember all these three pastimes, your life will be successful. Depend on Krishna. Depend. At least Saranagati. That Krishna for Rakshati. Any person cannot do. Anyhow. So depend on Krishna. Don't depend on anyone. And we like Ganga Mata Thakurani last year, last night. And there are so many. And thus, make your life successful. Go Premanande. Hare Krishna, after five sacrifices, who is collected arms for Gurudev, they can come and offer to Sudha Gurudev, Hare Krishna. And today, Sudha Gurudev has given me on initiation. Now, Gurudev will announce his spiritual name. Tiyanta Phailiya. Stand up, please. Shambhu. Or it is Prabhupada.
Taruni.
Taruni Devi ki jai.
My divine stepmom who collected all of Krishna Gurudev and come and offer Krishna Gurudev.
You also be
sick.
Oh, Prabhupada. You should come and do it.
Okay. answer.